This is the Ag Queen Podcast. This podcast explores the agriculture industry with the movers and shakers of those shaping it. Here's your host, Lori Boyer.
Joining me on the show here today is Graham Roop. He is the founder and master distiller at Wahoo Distillery in Wahoo, Nebraska. Also, Dylan Vaca is joining us. He is a brand and marketing manager for Grown Climate Smart at DeLong Company. We'll be visiting with Graham here in just a few moments to find out more about his background and what he is doing with regard to climate smart distilling. First off, Dylan, tell us more about these grants and the partnerships that you are working on with companies such as Graham's Distillery.
Yeah, so I guess this all stems from the USDA coming out with a $3.1 billion climate smart commodities grant. The DeLong Company wrote a grant proposal and ultimately won a $40 million award through 5 years to incentivize and promote sustainable farming practices that ultimately reduce greenhouse gas emissions, you know, increase carbon sequestration rates, all on the farm side. But saying that, that's one element of our program. The second element of our program and our, you know, kind of brand build out with Grown Climate Smart is working with sustainable focused organizations, companies, and brands that have products out there for consumers to purchase. One cool thing, you know, when I was doing research into Graham and his distillery and Wahoo Distillery, you know, just buying local ingredients, buying from growers that are doing the right practices that we deem as being climate smart. I just thought that was a really nice partnership that we could form. And really what's going on now is that Graham and the distillery will be now labeling their products with the Grown Climate Smart logo that kind of lends itself to aligning them with sustainable, regenerative ag and, you know, products out there for consumers really to go out and see, hey, you know, this is aligned with something really cool in the field that progressive farmers are doing.
Thank you, Dylan. Now, Graham, tell us more about you and your background.
I grew up in Eustis, Nebraska, which is one of those, you know, 450 person, you know, towns in Nebraska. I usually start by telling people I graduated fourth in my class, and then I tell them there was 13 in my class, which they become very disappointed at that point, but that's okay. So my dad has farmed his whole life, still does. Some of the things I've been thinking about, which kind of came to me recently, is like, you know, mom and dad were the people that, you know, went out and put a windrow in the middle, you know, or put in trees in a cornfield because, you know, we needed a windbreak. And like, that's kind of some of the stuff that I grew up with. And again, it's funny how some of this has actually kind of trickled down to me by accident, I think, almost. But, you know, he was one of the first to have like no-till drills, and he does a ton of custom planting with that. It's just, you know, it's kind of weird how, you know, your parents wear off on you, even if you didn't know it to begin with. So anyway, grew up on a farm, went to the University of Nebraska, graduated with a mechanized systems management degree, which is a lot like ag engineering. And then I ended up at PayPal for 17 and a half years.
Oh.
Yeah. A little bit off. I mean, completely different industry than what I do now. But was there for 17 and a half years. Started working on this distillery about 5 years ago now. Found the building. Took 3.5 years to get everything put together as far as equipment wise and licensing and marketing and branding and all that stuff. But started selling back in December of 2022. And it's kind of where we are today. I'm sure there's a lot. What else do I need to, you know, elaborate on?
How did you even decide? Graham, I'm curious, how did this idea even come to you? How did you even get started in thinking about it?
Sure. So it's been a while back. I think it's been 10 plus years, but my grandpa, of course, was also a farmer, and, you know, Eustis is a bunch of German farmers. So they would make some whiskey and bourbon and whatever they could make with ingredients they had back in Eustis. Obviously, that wasn't legal, but they did it anyway because they needed alcohol to keep them moving through the field, so to speak. So we found that still not so hidden was also like the grape press and some other things that were probably used in the, you know, manufacturing of alcohol back in the day. But that was a lot of it. I never know how to exactly say this correctly, but I've always really been, you know, I enjoy alcohol a lot. It's like I don't get up every morning and start drinking, but, you know, beer, wine, spirits have always been very interesting to me. There's a lot of breweries in Nebraska, just like there are everywhere else, and I didn't really want to compete in that market. I thought that spirits would be a much more interesting place for me to enter into. You know, there's like 13 distilleries in the state of Nebraska versus I don't know how many breweries. I think there's like 80 or something like that. But that's a lot of the reason we got started in this. I also like really hard challenges, and this has definitely been one of those. But it's been fun, you know, learn something new every day.
How long have you been in actual operation then making whiskey?
Yeah, so about a year and a half now. So we sold our first bottle December 22nd of 22, and it's been going okay. I mean, again, we've been learning a lot along the way. I hired our second employee back in November. So now we're a big company of two people, which is fun.
Graham, as I'm looking through your website, it looks like you have two different kinds of whiskey. Do you distill or make any other spirits?
That's all we have today. We are always working on new stuff. I hesitate to say what that may be because then people get this idea that it's coming out in like a month or something, which is definitely not the case. But yeah, there's the cinnamon whiskey and our original whiskey. We're definitely, there's like four or five things I'm currently working on, but the R&D always takes way longer than I think it should. And it's always way more.
I'm going to assume, but Graham, you correct me if I'm wrong, you procure all your grains from local farmers?
Yeah, so the corn comes from Colon, Nebraska, which is like 5 miles up the road. So I purchase from one dad and son. You know, they do some regular farming up there. Been really happy with the product. It's really consistent, which is what I'm looking for. They're not technically part of the Grow Climate Smart program yet, but I did reach out to them and they do the majority of the stuff that Grow Climate Smart, you know, promotes, right? Like windbreaks, no-till or reduced till, nutrient management program. They don't do the cover crop piece, but I don't think there's not a lot of people around Wahoo that do. Like out west where my dad lives and farms, like I was out there 2 weeks ago and they were planting, you know, rye as a cover crop on all sorts of acres. And of course I was there. So I got voluntold to help, of course, which is fine.
And perhaps this is part of the Climate Smart program that you're participating in, Graham, but do you distill your whiskeys differently than other distillers that you mentioned, especially when we're talking about climate smart practices?
Yeah, so we took a more, we'll call it technology approach to a lot of what we do. We use continuous distillation instead of batch distillation, which a lot of people don't know what that is, like either one of them. There's just some things we do differently here because we felt it was more efficient. And the product was very similar or similar enough that, I mean, it wasn't causing problems, right? Like it wasn't affecting the quality. Beyond that, though, like we're doing some other things around how we age products. I mean, traditionally, we all use barrels. As a lot of people in the industry know, there's a kind of a white oak shortage because everybody in the world is cutting down white oak trees to make barrels with. So expect some of that to change in the future, not just here, but across the board. We're using a rapid aging system that I built, and it helps us get product out the door. I don't think I've said this, but everything we sell, we produce, which is very much unique. I mean, there are some other distilleries in Nebraska that do that, but we're one of the few that produce everything we sell. I didn't really want to be a marketing company, so we figured we'd make everything.
Let's go back to where we started now. So I'm curious how you got connected with Dylan and the Grown Smart Climate Program.
Yeah, so Dylan reached out to me, and I read through what he had, and it very much resonated with me. Like, I very much want this world to live in a better state than when I entered it. So it seemed like a no-brainer on my side. We, of course, had a couple different conversations around, what the partnership meant. I forgot to say this, but the first bottles with the label actually shipped yesterday, which was pretty cool. They will
That's
start
awesome.
showing up in shelves in Nebraska. Could be today, even. We'll see. But just a lot of back and forth. Like, I mean, what they're trying to promote and what I believe absolutely line up with each other. Me helping promote their product and them helping promote my product, of course, is a no-brainer as well. Like, I love what they're doing. I think they like what we're doing. So it's been great.
Can you explain to me then how you operate, how you create your whiskeys under this agreement?
Yeah, that's fair. Dylan, you
And
want to take
again,
that
yeah. So for a distillery, I guess to be, like a grown climate smart distillery or approved as being a grown climate smart, right? It's kind of what Graham was talking about, is it's purchasing from one, localized grain origination. That's a huge part when we're, considering, sustainability in the distillery or spirits world, right? Is, we're not going to California to purchase grains, or we're not going to another state, right? It's really supporting that localized initiative. And what even strengthens that more is again, what Graham was mentioning is purchasing from buyers that are doing climate smart practices. And what the USDA has kind of outlined as being, practices that, reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So when we're talking about a grower that does no-till, we're talking about a grower that implements windbreaks or nutrient management plans. So that's how we kind of broaden our breadth of saying, hey, a distillery that purchases out in Nebraska, what kind of growers are you purchasing from? Are they doing these climate smart practices? An important thing to remember about this is that we're one of 140 other climate smart awardees, right? And there's other awardees out there that are doing livestock, they're doing dairy, they're doing other grain, projects like ours. So it's all about building and developing a market and talking with growers, whether they enroll in our program or other growers that might be geographically different than where we're located. But it's all about connecting and building a community of growers and businesses that all, have these same and similar values of doing a reduced or a no-till, of doing nutrient management plans, of planning windbreaks. So I think that's, kind of where it originates. The DeLong Company does have a grain elevator and a facility out in Omaha. So that's kind of why I, started looking in the area and seeing, we do have growers enrolled in our program out there, and that's been great to work with. Growers from Nebraska to Kansas to Wisconsin and Illinois and all the way out to, New York. So, again, it's really building this community and bringing together, through these partnerships to, ultimately have a product for consumers to recognize it's coming from, these climate smart practices.
Dylan, beyond being able to put on his label that he is a climate smart distiller, are there any other benefits or financial incentives that go to companies like Graham's for participating in the Grown Climate Smart grants?
Sure. The benefit is, there's a number of things, right? Is you're differentiating your product, given that it's Grown Climate Smart approved, given that you're purchasing from these buyers, you have a differentiator in the market compared to, other products, other distilleries. Another cool thing is we're able to work with our partnerships and help them connect their growers to our program as well. Which can offer financial benefits, which can offer, technical assistance, things like that to help them really focus in on those practices that I mentioned before. So a lot of it is, building those communities, talking with growers, and ultimately, what's really interesting is that products that are marketed and talked about as being sustainable and have sustainability benefits attribute for 17% of the CPG market right now. you know, someone might see that and say, hey, that's not a huge part of the market. But what's really cool about that is one third of all CPG growth is attributed to that 17% of the market of products that are marketed as being sustainable. So, you know, thinking about that holistically, right, is, you know, there's so much room for growth, and sustainably marked products are really leading the charge on that. So when we're talking about, you know, what value does it add for a distiller, aligning themselves with something like this, and a lot of times they're already purchasing from growers that are doing practices, you know, it just really helps them ramp up for profitability.
Dylan, another question for you. How are you tracking, or how are you making sure that the goals under the Climate Smart grants are being met?
Yeah. So, you know, given this is a, you know, a USDA program, there's multiple checks and balances built in through the way, whether it's through the grower side, whether it's working with Graham, whether it's in the distillery side, or whether it's, you know, at the end of the day, reporting this to, you know, the USDA, ultimately all this data and, you know, all the data aggregation that comes from it is getting reported to the USDA. You know, how we do that is we talk to distilleries and we say, okay, you know, how many pounds are you using of corn, of wheat, of barley, of commodities like that, right? You know, we have that and we factor that into our mass balance sheet approach program, you know, which Grown Climate Smart has kind of ran on. And, you know, ultimately through the growers on the grower side, we know how many bushels are brought in. We know how many acres we're incentivizing due to all of the paperwork and enrollment process that they go to. Or go through. And, you know, there is a whole process that they do, proofs of practice. They send us pictures of those cover crops. They send us pictures of those strip till or a vertical till machinery. So yeah, there's multiple, you know, checks and balances built in that it is important to do genuine and be authentic in our program and the products and companies we align with.
And how long is the agreement for?
Kind of on a 2-year basis. But that's something that, you know, that's not to say that, oh, after 2 years, we're, you know, not going to be a partnership anymore. It's important for us to continue scaling this on the grower side, on the, you know, business and product side as well. So that just allows us time to, you know, really build this up and ramp it up. And hopefully throughout time, we can just continue to strengthen that partnership and, you know, go from there.
Graham, what else do we need to know about what you're doing with Wahoo Distillery with regard to the Grown Climate Smart grants?
Dylan, what do you got? I mean, I've got lots of things I can talk about, but I'll take some notes.
Sure. Yeah, I think just in closing, I guess from our side is that one, from the grower side, we're continuing to look for more growers and enroll more growers into our Grown Climate Smart program to get them incentives for doing these forward-thinking climate smart practices. You know, and on the distillery side and kind of consumer space, just as Graham mentioned earlier, right, is when you go and see, you know, these brands and these companies that are aligned with this, you know, on the shelves and these big box stores and different retailers, yeah, do some research into their history and what they're about. And I think it really, you know, that story and, you know, why it all started, right, is really what resonates with consumers and knowing you're purchasing something that originated from sustainable measures and different, you know, things operationally too is really interesting. So look out for that in stores. And yeah, we look forward to continuing to build this out.
Graham, anything else you want to add today?
Yeah. I mean, from my side, I mean, I'll just touch on some of the other sustainable things we do outside of, you know, the grain itself. Right. But like, I mean, this is a new facility. It's a new facility with lots of, you know, reuse equipment, right? I mean, not only did we take the approach on, you know, sustainability around, you know, products, but we also repurposed and reused lots of equipment that's in this place. So when I was designing this beautiful distillery, I mean, since we were starting from scratch, we did a lot of things that may or may not make sense, but they were good for the environment, you know, around reusing as much water as we possibly can, how we ship out spent grain when we get done using it. And of course, that goes to a farmer down the road that feeds cattle with that as well. Beyond that, though, like, I mean, as we look at product expansion that you were talking about, you know, being able to find, you know, sources of not just corn that we're going to need for the distillery, you know, making sure those growers are doing the right thing as well. You know, these cover crops that unfortunately usually be our only cover crops are things we actually need, like rye. Sometimes we kill cover crops and they're not cash crops, but a lot of that stuff we do need around here. So anyway, lots of different things, lots of stuff going on, but it's been great. I mean, working with Dillon and company has just been excellent.
Thank you both for this interview today. It's been really interesting and actually a lot of fun. Anytime I can talk about whiskey, it's always fun. Graham Rope, founder and master distiller with Wahoo Distillery in Wahoo, Nebraska, and Dillon Vaca. He is the brand and marketing manager for Grown Climate Smart at DeLong Company.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Ag Queen Podcast with your host, Lori Boyer.